with these deaths, there's only two possible answers. And I've checked with my science community connections to make sure that I have some verifiable information. One, it's man-made. If indeed it is man-made, that would suggest there's some sort of new military weaponry. But it's the type of weaponry that coincides with the second only reasonable answer. The type of weaponry would have to be some type of geomagnetic pulse. I know Nick Begich and of that apart. I found it very interesting that not only Nick today, but even I forgot his name, Dr. Doom.
Ed James.
The guy from Austin, Texas that you had on.
Alex Jones.
And
Charles Ostman. All of them are saying these
things. And they are also very cautious with their words. Now, you know, Alex is known for, you know, some really, you know, very interesting ideas. And, of course, Ed Dane certainly is known for such things. But did you notice how they are backing off a bit? In other words, George, what I'm sensing is that when things get real, I mean real, real, people are going to take things really serious. In other words, the games are over, playtime is over, we are at the cusp. And I find it refreshing because when things are real and things are unfolding in front of our eyes, we really need to be serious. And to check ourselves, we really need some type of filtering mechanism. In the science community, it's generally known as peer review. But if nothing else, to bounce it off your mentors, to bounce it off other people, and get that information, be open-minded to possibilities, even if you're wrong. So something is happening. Now, I don't know enough about military weaponry, including HAARP or anything else for that matter. So I really can't comment on that. I can't rule it out, but I would think it a little bit odd because of the geographical areas. Now, it's not just concentrated in Arkansas and Louisiana. Now we're hearing about Sweden and Italy and other places. So it could be. I can't rule it. I mean, if it's big enough to be a NATO project, well, then I can't rule it out. But if it's not that, the only other answer has to be natural occurrence. Now, what kind of natural occurrence, and how often does it happen, or has it happened before?
Yeah, you know, this could be one of those things. You know, Nick, how when you go out and you buy a car, and, you know, let's say, you know, you buy a little Ford, and, you know, you've never noticed it before, but once you buy that car, you think everybody has one because you see them all over the place. Is that the case here where now that we have these dead birds in Arkansas and Louisiana and all of a sudden wherever there are dead birds, people are reporting it, maybe they always occurred?
Well, the general answer is yes. And I'm really glad you brought that up, George, because the numbers that we're talking about, you know, Nick started reading off something. The numbers he was mentioning, especially historically, like in 2008 and 2008, those were small numbers. So you do have to factor in this domino effect or 100th monkey type thing that, you know, everybody said. Yes, you definitely have to factor that in. And I think, yes, it is happening. However, it doesn't explain everything. Just like when I'm investigating earthquakes and volcanoes, you have to ask, is it only because there's more people in the higher population and we have better instruments, or are they truly more of them and are they larger? You have to factor that in. So I think in this scenario, you got to do the same thing. Is it a 100-monkey thing and, you know, put that in its compartment? But also look at, is this some type of what I would consider a natural occurrence? Has it happened before, and what is the cause? The last question, or the first question in this case, has it happened before? The answer is yes. It's happened in very big numbers. How often? Well, I think in measurements of not hundreds of years, 100 years, but maybe hundreds of years, and most likely thousands of years. So we don't have that historical data our recall to measure that. We weren't there. But has the Earth experienced it before? The answer is yes. Then we go to what is the cause? And I really want to get into it, but I'm trying to watch the clock so we don't bump against the break. But let me just throw this as a teaser. I think it is a natural occurrence, most likely. However, it's possible it's both. I can't rule that out either.
That's
but
true.
I don't know anything about the secret military weaponry.
Whatever it is, Mitch, it's strange. You got to admit that.
Oh yes. It is strange, and I think it's timely. And I think it does have to do with magnetics. And I really want to go into that, not only from the sun, George, like that's where I've written my two books on, and that's really the main focus of my research is the sun-earth connection, but also the Earth's core. Now, I can explain the birds, because when we're talking about migrant birds, they're guided by magnetic ley lines. So if there is a flux in magnetics, which there was on December 31st, and I want to get into that, then it has an effect on the Earth. And I believe it has an effect on all living things, really, but migrant birds and mammals in particular, because they follow these grid lines. So it is possible that this disorientation and the, you know, running into cars and running into buildings, none of which on its surface makes a lot of sense, certainly not fireworks. I mean, that is just ridiculous. If it was fireworks, George, why wouldn't every year at
this
New
happened.
Year's Eve happen,
yeah.
you know, all
Somewhere.
Over the nation? Yeah,
exactly.
Really, all
yeah.
over the world, for that matter. So it scratched that off the list. It's ridiculous.
Well, and this other story, too, about, for example, Tampa Airport shutting down part of its runway in order to adjust for the pole shift. Isn't that weird?
Well, it's not weird to me. I mean, it would be weird for most people. They do have to recalibrate their instruments quite often now.
Well, that's a good point.